From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting the Islamic State has taken credit for two deadly bombings in the Arabian Peninsula Friday. Both attacks targeted Shiite mosques and came as Iraq's vice president questioned the effectiveness of U.S.-led airstrikes against Islamic State forces. A group describing itself as a newly established affiliate said it was responsible for a blast in the eastern Saudi Arabian governorate of Qatif. 21 people died and at least 80 people were wounded in that attack. A second bombing near a mosque in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a wounded 13 people. Meanwhile, Iraq's vice president, Ayad Alawi, said that he has asked Iraqi leaders to form a strategy in the face of what he sees as a failed air campaign that is not controlling the militant group's growth. U.S. President Barack Obama has reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to Israel's security and stressed that Iran must not, under any circumstances, be allowed to get a nuclear weapon. Speaking at one of Washington's largest synagogues on Friday, Mr. Obama said the framework agreement hammered out last month between Iran and six world powers has already halted or rolled back parts of Iran's nuclear program. But the president acknowledged that more work remains to be done.
So nobody has a bigger personal stake in making sure that it delivers on its promise. I want a good deal.
Negotiators from Iran and a group that includes Britain, China, France, Russia, the United States, and Germany are working against a June 30th deadline for a final agreement that would scale back Iran's nuclear program and relieve sanctions. This is VOA News. Attackers in Burundi's capital have thrown grenades into a crowded marketplace, killing at least two people in the latest violence sparked by the president's bid for another term in office. Police say that at least a dozen other people were injured when the grenades went off in a busy market in Bujumbura Friday. It is not clear who is behind the attacks. Anti-government protests continued in the capital on Friday. Police fired tear gas at protesters who threw stones and burned tires. Police and demonstrators have fought running battles during a month of demonstrations against President Pierre Nkurunziza's plan to run for a third term. The president's decision triggered a failed coup and sent more than 100,000 people fleeing the country. In another development, the UN Refugee Agency said an outbreak of cholera has killed 29 Burundian refugees who fled to Tanzania to escape the political unrest at home. The U.S. State Department has released nearly 300 emails of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton that relate to the 2012 attack on U.S. diplomatic facilities in Benghazi, Libya. The State Department said the documents cover a two-year period and relate to the security of and attacks on the U.S. facilities in Benghazi. Four Americans, including the ambassador, were killed. Speaking in New Hampshire Friday, Mrs. Clinton said she is glad the process is underway.
Well, first of all, I'm glad that the emails are starting to come out. This is something that I've asked to be done, as you know, for a long time, and those releases are beginning. I want people to be able to see all of them.
The emails have been a point of contention after it was found that Mrs. Clinton, a 2016 Democratic presidential candidate, used a personal email account for messages she sent and received as Secretary of State. U.S. and Cuban officials meeting in Washington have failed to reach an overall agreement on reopening embassies and fully reestablishing diplomatic relations after a break of more than 50 years. But the State Department's Roberta Jacobson said she remains optimistic that negotiations will conclude, while acknowledging the two sides have some issues that need to be worked on.
We have made significant progress in the last 5 months and are much closer to reestablishing relations and reopening embassies. These are the first steps in the long process of normalization that will allow us to better represent U.S. interests and increase engagement with the Cuban people.
This week's talks were the first high-level engagement between the two countries since President Obama and Cuban President Raúl Castro met in Panama in April. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.